Welcome. This is Pauline Mohler, Senior Director of Global Investor Relations for Walmart Stores Incorporated. Thanks for joining us today to review the results for the third quarter of fiscal 2016. The date of this call is November 17, 2015. This call is the property of Walmart Stores Incorporated and is intended for the use of Walmart shareholders and the investment community. It should not be reproduced in any way. For those listening on the phone, you may navigate through this call as follows. Press 4 and the hashtag key to rewind playback for 20 seconds. Press 5 and the hashtag key to pause and resume playback. Press 6 and the hashtag key to fast forward playback 20 seconds. This call contains statements that Walmart believes are forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995 as amended, and that are intended to enjoy the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements provided by that act. Please note that a cautionary statement regarding the forward-looking statements will be made following Charles Holley's remarks later in this call. All materials related to today's news are available on the investors portion of our corporate website, stock.walmart.com. The terms used in today's release, including EPS, constant currency, gross profit rate, and gross merchandise value, are defined there as well. We recommend that you review the earnings press release in conjunction with the transcript of this call and the accompanying slide presentation. Global unit count data is also on our investors' website. When we refer to traditional neighborhood markets in Walmart U.S., we're discussing those that average 42,000 square feet of retail space. The smaller neighborhood markets range in size from 12,000 to 16,000 square feet. As a reminder, for fiscal 2016, we utilize a 52-week comp reporting calendar. For this year, quarter-to-date and year-to-date comps will be based upon 13 and 52-week periods, respectively. Our Q3 reporting period ran from Saturday, August 1st, through Friday, October 30th, 2015. Now let's get on to today's call. Doug McMillon, President and CEO of Walmart Stores Incorporated, will provide his thoughts about our results in the context of our overall strategy. Claire Babineaux-Fontenot, EVP and Treasurer, will cover the financial details. Next, we'll begin our operating segments with Greg Foran, President and CEO of Walmart U.S., followed by Dave Cheesewright, President and CEO of Walmart International, and then Roz Brewer, President and CEO of Sam's Club. Last, Charles Holley, Walmart CFO, will wrap up with details on guidance for the fourth quarter and the full year. Now, I'd like to introduce our CEO, Doug McMillon. Doug?
Thanks, Pauline, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us to hear more about our third quarter earnings, as well as the strategy we shared at our annual meeting for the investment community last month. Overall, we had a good quarter. We delivered earnings per share well within our guidance range, recorded our fifth straight quarter of positive comps at Walmart U.S., and had solid international sales and profit growth on a constant currency basis. At the same time, we still have plenty of work to do, and there are areas of our business that must perform better. Our earnings per share were $1.03, and we posted total revenue of $117.4 billion. I want to highlight that on a constant currency basis, our total revenue would have been $122.4 billion. That's growth of $3.4 billion or 2.8% on a constant currency basis, which is solid growth. Even if the percentage doesn't sound high because we have such a large denominator, not many companies grow by this amount in a quarter. I call this out because I don't want the currency impacts to obscure the strength of our business. We are a growth company, and we're growing. As we expected, operating income continued to be pressured by our decision to invest in our frontline associates. To improve the store experience for our customers and create a bridge to our future where digital capabilities will play an increasing role in our stores, we're making a $1.2 billion planned investment in our people this year that we understood would impact near-term operating income. This is by far the biggest driver of the decline in consolidated operating income. Before going into the details, I want to take a step back to talk about our strategy. At our investor meeting last month, we shared more detail than usual about the next 3 years of our growth plan. We've never been a company that manages only for the short term, and that's certainly true during this period of change. Although investments in our people and technology impact near-term earnings, they will help us deliver sustainable growth and returns to shareholders over time. We're confident these are the right steps because we know where and how we're going to win. We will be the first to deliver a seamless shopping experience at scale. No matter how you choose to shop with us, through your mobile device, online, in a store, or a combination, it will be fast and easy. Online retailers are testing physical store experiences because they recognize the same customer desire that we do. There's a race to do this right, but only Walmart can bring together a dense network of stores supported by a supply chain and systems like ours, with an emerging set of digital capabilities to win with customers. As we create this seamless experience, we're positioning for growth in five key areas. First, we'll continue to win on value. We've won on value in the past, and that won't change. Second, convenience is increasingly important as customers want to save both money and time. Third, we will always work to be great merchants, whether in stores or online. Fourth, we're focused on the key geographies for customer growth, which are North America and China. Finally, we want to appeal to a blend of income levels. The way we're approaching e-commerce, neighborhood markets, Sam's Club, grocery pickup, and other areas will appeal to value-conscious customers of all demographics. We already serve customers from all income levels around the world, but we have an opportunity to get even stronger. By taking these steps, we will grow the company faster. We will add between $45 and $60 billion of revenue to the company in the next 3 years. That's a lot of growth. It just happens to be on a big base. Returning to this quarter's results, one of the most important takeaways is that our U.S. stores continue to improve, with total net sales up nearly 4%. In addition to positive comp sales, Walmart U.S. had its fourth straight quarter of positive traffic. We're now lapping positive comp sales and building on our progress. Our customers are telling us that our efforts around clean, fast, and friendly are resonating. Neighborhood markets continued to show strong sales, led by our newer stores, and have posted positive comps for 19 consecutive quarters. A key part of creating a seamless shopping experience is to have great stores, and we feel good about where we're heading. We also made strides in the U.S. on adding critical capabilities to our supply chain. In the third quarter, we opened a new e-commerce fulfillment center in Atlanta with more than 1 million square feet of space. This is our fifth next-generation fulfillment center. As we build out our e-commerce capabilities, we are deepening our digital relationships with our customers. We've accelerated our expansion of online grocery pickup, and we've seen that customers who start using online grocery spend nearly 50% more than similar customers who shop only in stores. This is the customer we're going after, the shopper in our sweet spot who accesses Walmart in multiple ways. We also began the chain-wide use of a mobile service that can tell us when a customer is coming to pick up an online general merchandise order before they even walk into the store, and we launched a new digital wish list that you can build at home or simply by scanning items in a store. We expect more than 210 million visits to our app in November and December, up from 18 million in 2012. Last month, we told you about our longer-term plans to grow e-commerce sales and GMV. That plan anticipates ebbs and flows along the way, but we are confident in our targets. We continue to expect to grow mid to high teens for this fiscal year. During the third quarter, global e-commerce sales and GMV growth both came